My name is Oscar. I am 20 years old and this is my story. I was born in the city of La Ceiba, Honduras, but my family lived in a small town called Las Marias. We were not poor, but we didn't have as much money either. As a little kid, I lived very happy, or at least they tell me. I don't remember anything. As a 3 years old, that's when my mother came to the United States, left me with my grandparents. She just wanted the best for me, and thanks to her, my family have a better life in Honduras too. After my mom left, I would speak about her, and my grandparents used to tell me, "Your mom is in La Ceiba, bullying your car-shaped bed. They didn't have the hair to the shape things that your mother left." Being a little kid, I believe in everything. Over time, kids growing, I have more clones, and I was happy. Finally, one day when I was 5 or 6, my mother called me. I was not exactly her called, but I knew exactly what do you say. Her, "I am very happy to know that you are fine, Mom." Another day, she called me again and told me that she was going to build a different car. This is one of the things that I liked the most. About a month and a half later, she sent me the box with many things and it box for everyone and my bed. We received many things and they excited. After 7th grade, I moved to Las Marias to live with my aunt, Alba, to be closer to the secondary school because in Las Marias, they only have an elementary school. I started 7th grade in the school. I made many new friends, I learned many things, and ended the school years well with my very good grades. Then I returned to my hometown, Las Marias, to spend time with my grandparents during vacation time. I have now how I wanted to come to the United States with her 2 year old son, my cousin. And after the school, my mom called to me and asked me, "Do you want to come to the United States where you are?" I was very nervous when she asked me, and I didn't know what do you say. I say because I in my country I didn't have a very good future, even if I got grades. I keep going to the school but not never pay attention to my homework, kidding about living. The teachers keep asking me if I was okay. I was no longer pay attention in the school. I finally told them the plan and they realized what was going on at the end of the school years. It was my grandparents were always living and spending days with them. 50 days passed and the time came. I lived with my aunt very sad to learn the half of my family. But I made the decision and turned to the mic and there safe and I went to the camp too. I am fine. I took 50 days to the immigration. I was a bus for her unit. I was hungry, sleepy, sick, and suffering from leukemia and depression. I finally arrived at immigration with my aunt and my cousin. They separated my cousin and me from my aunt. They sent more place called the fridge, a very cold place. I was there for 3 days until what they called a parent's house became me. The food was very rare and very cold. And the third day they called into the parent's house. I was there for a month and 50 days. The place was not bad at all. They have really food and months and medicine, and I was sick. The evening took to the school and then they liked it there and meet new people and many friends. I was a counselor how to do my case. After seeing new friends led me, I became very sad. A few days later, my cases are sold at that winch a week. I was going to go. and was very happy and nervous at the same time. The dream came and Leggy brought my hair to my mother. I went to my mother for the 10 years. I was so happy I finished her hair. Now I am Glenwood Spring and feel a lot better because I have a better school. The after is nice, not hot like in Honduras. I also like the sing and playing in the snow. My goal for the future is to become an engineer the same car. How the faster the guns, how fast the time comes. I have been here for your months in a new country, new town, new school, and new language, new friends, and ready to hear my story.